Hi all, you are listening to Irbis Podcast. Here we talk about food, health, money management, hobbies, and many other day-to-day daily life topics. I am Shivani Saxena, and in this episode, I am in chat with Amila. She works from home and loves to do online shopping.
Hi there, I am Amila. I am a homemaker. I do gymming to improve self and to engage myself in other activity. Is online shopping.
And we are talking about advantages and disadvantages of online shopping. Essentially, online purchasing is convenient as products have varieties and yes, we get no pollution shopping experience. We save on gas station bills, plus a lot of online sites offer discount coupons and rebates and it's easier to compare prices.
Indeed, it's convenient and waiting at cashier gets troublesome at shops. We save on tax too. Since online shops are only required to collect a sales tax if they have a proper location in a state.
Shopping online gives me access to international goods. If I can't find the right product in my home country, I can look abroad.
One can find almost any brand or item and the stocks are plentiful.
They have size and color options and list of many brand options. Negatives of in-store shopping is many times when we opt for conventional shopping, we tend to spend a lot more than planned, right? No matter how much busy you or the other person is, sending gift to relatives and friends is easy due to this. It's like a no-excuse option. As in, we used to find excuses earlier, and online shopping websites have made gifting easy. Someone asking for that, put a little love on me kind of thing, click and choose. Online, you don't have to let store inventory dictate what you must purchase.
For me, online shopping has this drawback to spend big on budgets. You can let store people understand your budget initially and avoid overpurchasing situations. In today's high-tech age, your credit card information is at risk for theft too.
Yes.
How can we not talk about the huge credits we get in when we are especially talking about online purchasing? You can try to avoid credit card fraud by keeping your credit card information extra safe from scammers. Have ultimate security protection. Don't try to trick websites like giving into up your credit card details and all.
One benefit about online shopping is
comparison.
We can compare quick ratings and reviews for most products and retailers.
In-store has crowd, which is headache. All of these stress can be avoided if we opt for online shopping. Talking about security and safety, home Wi-Fis are secure and when using the open Wi-Fi, be sure to use a VPN, virtual private network, to hide your data. If you have a personal account manager, they'll tell you the same thing.
When I was in high school, me and my sister used to go to undergarment stores. And she used to get embarrassment and paranoia that there are people watching or judging her for her size or the color she has chosen.
Then there are no return options to undergarments. Online shopping has saved women from this awkward feelings of getting judged on their size if the dress doesn't fit them. Yeah, true. By default, most of the latest versions of web browsers don't let you connect to unsecured websites. So if you want to get a warning, if you get a warning not to proceed to your intended website, you should heed the warning.
Make sure the website you are surfing to has https://// in the beginning of the URL.
There are phishing scams and the scammers want to trick you into entering your login information on their fake websites.
One time I was frustrated with something and I kept the credit card billing statements directly into the trash and someone got my full credit card details and used. And then I opted for Credit Karma app to identify the theft.
If there is a blank space on the receipt, then write $0, or else a cashier can write any amount and send to the cardholder. My uncle had gone in such a hassle, and he then found the website lifelock.com, which offers something that's perfect for the holidays and beyond to prevent identity theft. They prevent all identity thefts and monitor all the transactions. And shopaholics must sign up for alerts whenever charges are made to the credit card, and especially set the alert for an amount which you don't normally spend. Set yourself in such order to look for any unauthorized activity on the accounts. And online shopping is possible on your mobile phone. Just install store app and start shopping for yourself.
E-retailers only reduce their profit margin to attract customers. Shopping habits have changed due to these discounts and deals.
Some online retailers are providing exclusive coupons only for smartphone app users. So you must check for such discount offers, because people always love to save money. Discounts and promo codes have made them think about online shopping. But for me, store shopping is like I went for shopping for a dress and I saw a beautiful pair of shoes and I bought these handbags. On my previous podcast on vacation, I got a voice message from Rahul. He says, I prefer to work with tour company. Any recommendations? Who can make all arrangements? Yes, Rahul, you can save your money or add extra perks to your vacation that you will not get elsewhere, says www.simplytravelplanning.com, or look for luxury travel, then click on onpointevents.com. While shopping at the mall has its advantages and disadvantages, but online purchasing, installing the store app is the trendsetter. This podcast is sponsored by Irbis Private Limited.